Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Poodle, it's time to...
Come clean.
You know, it's Pride Month. It's about coming out. Y'all, a lot of you wondered, you know, some of you don't realize that two gay men can just be friends. And not, Poodle and I have never had a relationship. Never had any type. We've never even had a moment. We always knew we wanted to be sisters. And we've never been honest about the reason. And today, we're going to tell you. You guys,
the trouble is two tops.
We're two tops, y'all. We're two tops. Just kidding. We're two big bottoms.
I gotta say,
two big bottoms.
The fact that it's a whole storyline revolves around being two tops, that's gay rights. That is motherfucking gay rights. I'm not even joking about this. This is gay rights.
I sent a message to Kenny and Armando on Instagram, and I said, this is representation. It is, though. It's kind of like Wah said from Just Call Me Wah when we were talking about Bilal, and she said, you know, she said, as a black woman, I just appreciate, it's not always going to be necessarily what you want to see, but it's representation. And I went, it was her.
Wow.
And I was like.
And I was like, that sucks.
But wow. I thought, this is represent. I mean, literally, this episode is the title, Two Tops.
The trouble with two tops.
Did you ever think you would see that as a gay man, like, on legitimate television?
I thought it would be an episode of Queer as Folk.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm
Will and
watching
Grace,
right
maybe.
Now. No, oh, not even
one.
Then. Not even, no, that would be too racy
the
for
them.
The
new Will and Grace, when they came back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have done it. You're right. They wouldn't have done it on old school Will and Grace.
Just a little bit of a sidebar. I really wanted to hate it because it seems very woke and new.
New Queer as Folk, I haven't watched it.
I don't hate it.
Well, that's saying something.
I don't love it.
The really hot guy from Hacks is on it.
So
cute.
You know, this is weird. I like him. I think it's his character. He's kind of the worst thing in it.
Oh, really?
I'm shocked. I think it's what he's having to play right now. Mm-hmm. The lead guy is amazing.
Really?
Yes. He's obviously very attractive. He's compelling, but he's an asshole. He's obviously kind of, I don't know who's the Brian. Obviously him, because he's
HBO?
Dealing with.
Is it HBO? This is
no, Peacock.
Peacock.
I want to see your peacock.
Cock.
There's a trans character who's very interesting. I don't necessarily love her non-binary partner right now because she gets the bad role as well. She has to play the grumpy one. Mm. But, and the kind of the teenager, the Justin role is an aspiring drag queen who I also don't hate. I'm kind of shocked. I thought
you're
I would
usually
despise
the biggest
it.
Cynic
I hate
to this.
Everything.
Yes. That means I probably would like it.
It's very soapy. I keep waiting for it to completely turn me off. Mm-hmm. It hasn't yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check it out. They're not paying us for an advertisement, but check out Queer
as
Folk.
They are not.
Peacock.
They're definitely not paying us.
They should be.
Because then I would rave about it.
Love it. No, they're not.
It's the best thing I've seen since The Wire.
Honest to God, Poodle. There you go. Honest review.
Yeah. It's interesting to see. The reviews have been mixed. But what I love about this, it is letting the leads be like kind of shitty people.
Mm.
And that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's because the guy from Hacks, I think, is very attractive, but either he has nothing to do. And actually, one of the guys who, spoiler alert, the worst thing about it that happens is, or the thing that I'm still kind of deciding if it's okay or not, is that there is, spoiler alert and trigger warning, there is a shooting, like a Pulse style nightclub shooting in the first episode.
I'm going to pass. I don't want to watch that right now.
Yeah, no.
Just, I don't want to deal with that right now.
Yeah.
There's just
exactly
not for me right now.
That was it for me. Now, does it happen quickly and you don't? It's mostly about what happens after.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I it was definitely a choice. I don't think the producers of this, knew what was going to happen.
What a timely choice, sadly.
Yeah.
That still is so relevant.
I can barely hear you. You're so off of your microphone.
I am?
Yeah. Now I hear you.
Yeah, it's just a timely choice.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm talking. All right, I'll turn it up.
Whenever you turn it up, it's too loud.
Well, it's too late now. You asked for it.
Also, you start, anytime I ask you to speak up, you start screaming.
I'm not screaming.
You know what? Fuck all this shit about queer as folk, because I think straight people can watch it, but
yeah, who cares? I want to talk about.
I think all gay people, or all people who identify as queer, should give it a chance, just because it is a reboot. We know how I never really liked the American version, but I still watched it because it's all we had.
It's all we have.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Lip. Lip season two. Lip to Lip.
Lip to Lip. Episode
Love in
one.
Paradise.
This is on a free feed because, y'all, this is on Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
So the we're going to put the first two episodes on the free feed. And then we're going to go behind the Patreon and Supercast paywall at the $5 tier.
Yep.
And in about 3 months when this comes out,
3 or 4
TLC,
months, yeah, who knows
we'll
their timeline.
It. I will say, Armando messaged me back and said, and I normally don't watch Pillow Talk, but Kenny and Armando are pillow talking this. Kenny's going to be
they
so.
They are?
Kenny's going to be so. Was I supposed to say that?
Probably not.
No, Kenny's going to be so shady. Well, no, they are because one episode is dropping on TLC like now, and then the rest are going to happen.
I didn't see Pillow Talk, though.
They are going to do a Pillow Talk, though, I think.
For
That's
this
what
show.
He said, yeah.
Did they do one for the season one? I don't
Maybe
know.
Not.
I don't watch
Maybe
Pillow
I'll
Talk.
Edit this out. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But
there's no editing.
Kennedy's going to be shady.
Kenny,
sorry. Oh. Shady, shady. I'm ready.
Let's just jump in. Let's just jump in.
I love this. I just want to say, if you haven't seen season one of Lip, it's well worth the watch. We really enjoyed it.
And are they even calling this Caribbean Love now?
No, it's just Love in Paradise now.
Okay.
And because
Colombia is not the Caribbean.
Yeah. I don't think
smart move.
Is Mexico?
No.
No, yeah.
No.
So, they're all over the place. It was interesting, as I was watching this on TV this morning, and my boyfriend was watching, he just kept saying, like, three times, what the fuck? And this is kind of what Lip, like, where it's this, I felt like the casting this time, I mean, ranch dressing is going to be the heart of this season, I think.
They are.
Who knew Amber and Daniel are going to be the normal people?
I like it how Daniel's becoming American because he's got a beer gut now. Just slightly.
Ooh,
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, some people go to America and they get they go to the Cheesecake Factory enough and get and eat those big meals.
It looks hot on him.
He is so hot.
He is so hot. I read an article that people that are soft in the middle are better lovers. They have more stamina.
What article did you read?
It was like a real, it wasn't like
an Oklahoma Daily?
No, it wasn't on like Queer Tea. It was like a real thing like Slate.
This
I don't
sounds
know.
Made up. I don't disagree with you, but I don't know
would
how
know by experience.
Exactly. I don't know how they would quantify that. Did they weigh people and then see?
Some woman said, I'm going to have a bunch of men with abs and a bunch of men not with abs. Fuck
this
me.
This was scientific.
I think it was.
Let's just get on with it.
But, you know, really, we could just ask you. It's basically, you have talked about using the scientific method.
Yeah. I have, I have quite a good sampling.
Tested and tested.
You know, I
you know, we're going to do
it. It's my job. I'm a seeker of knowledge.
You are a scientist.
Yeah. I need to do it for science. That's every time I fuck somebody. Ooh. So I can be another part, another in my sampling pool.
It's also, I have a prediction already. Sorry, I'm because of this episode.
You need to take a breath.
Oh, I love it so much. Y'all, I'm telling you, just pay the fucking $5 for Discovery Plus. This is going to be so good.
Well, you'll get it in 3 months, too.
I know, but you're going to have to wait. I couldn't want to wait. Because they're going to be talking about it in the Facebook group, so I can't be, don't be upset.
They'll be talking about it in the Facebook group, but you can see a post and choose not to read it.
But people don't scroll on by.
The freedom that we have, that we forget we have to not read something.
It's true.
People get so upset.
But there's,
they don't have Discovery Plus or something.
Between this and Pig Royalty, worth it.
It's fine. It's fine if you don't have it.
It is. But I'm already making a prediction that of all of this mess, Ariana is still going to be probably the messiest person on this season.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to turn on Timey. We changed Timey's batteries, by the way. Timey is fine.
It's fine.
She just needed an oil change.
She did need an oil change.
Do you need to stop the podcast?
No, I'm going
to
keep going.
Okay. God. We do this. We get ready before.
We do.
So I hope
you
don't piddle on my couch. I agree that she's pulling an Emily, although I like her so much more than Emily.
So much more than Emily.
Which is, I don't have to like her a lot to like her more than Emily. But
I like Ariana, yeah.
What she's conflating is the fact that she had a baby with someone within a couple of days, or got pregnant within a couple of days of knowing him, and also that they are in a loving relationship.
Yeah. You know what I wish? I wish Emily was with Sherlon, because I wish Ariana was with Kobe, because Ariana...
I don't want to do that to either of them.
But it is like Emily is treating Kobe like he is acting like Sherlon, who is clearly...
That is true.
...just not going to ever be interested in this woman, and barely, I think, is even going to give much attention to the kid.
Yeah.
Whereas Kobe is like fucking doing all he can trying to be a good dad.
I think Sherlon sees his child... In a way where he does want to be part of the child's life, but wants really not a lot to do. He is still, it's still in the theoretical for him.
Yeah.
And for Ariana is trying to make it happen through sheer will. And it is something, y'all, if you're new to this and you don't want to watch their first season, it was hard. It was hard to watch. Everyone but Ariana that Sherlon isn't really ready to marry her, isn't really to, let's just say, have a relationship with her.
Her poor mother. It's worth seeing. And y'all, worth seeing for them, Mark and Kay. That's the last time we saw Mark and Kay, Poodle. They're not together
Love
anymore.
Love is dead. You know, going back... I just love it that it was one of 90 Day Fiancé's first forays into a couple who had a relationship before, and then
like
are rekindling something,
which
is so romantic.
Y'all, I'm telling you, if you want Poodle to get interested in a story, tell him that people were in a relationship like 20 years prior, but life just intervened and it didn't work out, and they get back together again. That romanticism you fall for.
Also, the high stakes. He took care of her in fucking rehab.
It was, you know what?
Every human being felt for them. You just don't have emotions.
I would say this, but it could be a good script for Keira Knightley.
Yes, it could be.
It's true. I'm just saying that you're a romantic. I'm just trying to point out
you're
way more than me.
Yeah, you're dead. You're dead inside.
It is.
Just in general, though, I think... everyone's an absolute mess.
Oh.
I think we were given the gift of someone like Amber, of Amber and Daniel, who was much more together, who was good on television, but was kind of put together.
And they're the only person we didn't see this week, because there's five couples.
Danielle is a mess.
Oh. Oh.
She's a fucking mess.
Let's just jump in. Let's talk about Danielle and Johan.
She's 42,
Johan.
From New York City, and Johan is from the DR.
New York.
Sorry, did you know that Alicia Keys sang that song at the Jubilee? And everyone was confused.
Wait a minute.
She's like, I just feel like London's kind of like my home, like New York. And everyone's like, okay, bitch.
No.
Yes! The Brits were so confused.
So we're at the Diamond Jubilee.
She sang that song.
Why is Alicia Keys singing anyway?
Because when I'm in London, I feel like I'm home.
Does she live in London now?
I don't know.
Like, Madonna lives in London.
I don't know why.
Like, Madonna and her new face could sing at that.
I don't know why she sang. Y'all know my feelings. Alicia Keys sings flat.
I like her more than you, but that actually just makes, like, no, why would, I don't want to have, I don't want to have.
No, read some of the tweets about Alicia Keys singing that song.
What's her name? Who has a talk show? Kelly Clarkson. I wouldn't want to have Kelly Clarkson.
Again, Kelly Clarkson is not a what's her name.
Well, I came up
just,
with it.
Just to clarify.
I wouldn't want to have Kelly Clarkson singing at the Diamond Jubilee.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, you're not British.
I think some Americans were over there. It was Craig David. Mostly British people were doing things. Yeah.
Adele?
I don't know if she was there.
Well, a lot of Brits are mad at her because they feel like she sold out to America. She's dating what's his name now.
Sorry, that's where the money is.
Which, that reminds you, y'all, it's official. 90 Day UK is coming out in July.
July 24th. I put it in the Sissy Squad.
But this is on the free feed. So, yeah.
It's on Discovery Plus, I believe. I'm almost certain
in America.
We will be able to see it in America. They would be idiotic.
Idiots.
If they did not make it available, because there are shows that are kind of British shows that are on Discovery Plus, so it should. And you guys, there are very complicated rules of what can air in this country what can, and so Poodles, let's cross our fingers.
Poodles found that out the hard way with some of his posts at picklefinder.net.
True. Some things can air here. Some things cannot. And some things will get you an obscenity charge, apparently, in some countries. So, screw you, Montenegro.
Yes, so now...
Can't go there. Another country I can't go to.
Another one you can't... If it doesn't air in the U.S., we're still going to cover it, because y'all know we're going to find out...
We'll find a way.
We'll do a VPN, and we'll figure out how to watch it.
We'll
find a way.
Where there's a queen, there's a way.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So,
any other announcements, Bob? I think that's it.
Come see us live. Come see us on the road.
That was... At least
I didn't say, come see us on the what's her name.
On the what's her name.
It's a thing that people drive on.
The road, folks. Summer should be fun. Minneapolis, Detroit,
our first show is Columbus. Columbus, Detroit, Minneapolis, Phoenix, San Francisco. That's our first five-city mini thing. And then we're doing five more cities later in July.
Summer should be fun. Come out and
see us. Get those tickets
now. Go to realitygaze.com or our Linktree link. We're very excited. It's going to be a good time.
Yep.
I think that's it. All right. So back to Danielle. She's from...
She's magical, she says.
I've never seen Danielle spelled with one L.
It did have one L.
Yeah, she's one L. Now, she is a teacher.
I think in a Spanish context, it would be with one L.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she doesn't speak Spanish.
She doesn't, but she could be something.
Yeah, she could be,
She's a teacher and recently a holistic wellness coach.
A holistic wellness coach, yes.
She grew up Catholic. But now she is, it's pronounced Ifa?
Ifa.
Ifa.
Yeah, a Yoruba religion from Africa.
So, and part of that, she can't wear black in New York. Ooh, that's such a...
Did you know the bitch wore black later on the episode?
Yeah, she's... So...
I was like, don't even mention it. If you're going to just...
You got to commit to it. Don't be him.
I saw her.
Don't be a Muhammad.
I saw her in that thing, and I'm like, that bitch has got a black dress on.
Yeah, don't be a Muhammad and tell Eve she can't show her titties, but then you're sleeping in the same bed, picking and choosing.
Well, they have a nikah ceremony.
Oh,
but,
yeah. That.
But y'all, he definitely has picked and chosen what he wants.
Yes.
I just think this was funny because she literally said it. And then, because she's supposed to wear pastels and white for her, so either she had a reading done or specifically for her, someone told her that she should be
doing
that.
Oh, I thought it
was
the religion didn't want you to wear black. It was a reading. Okay.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
The religion doesn't want, or I should say religion, I don't know, or the faith.
Yeah, it's
the
faith, she says.
The practice doesn't like you to wear black.
Maybe you're right. I think you might be right. So, the thing about, she also says, you know, I have a big personality. I take up a lot of space.
Y'all rolled my eyes when she said that.
Obnoxious people say I take up a lot of space.
I mean, Poodle and I take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
But we don't go around exclaiming that we take up a lot of space.
If you are around someone and they're like, I take up a lot of space, avoid them.
That could be someone who's self-centered.
I know. As soon as she said that, I was like, come on.
Yeah.
I take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
So.
Now, she became a single mom at 21.
Right.
So she's, 42 now. So
and she's like, I've mostly chosen men to be in relationships with who I thought would be good father figures to my kid. I either
never chose anyone for me.
So this is very much a hot girl summertime. We're going to go live our life.
And good for her. Yeah. Living life for... She's
very,
having
shades of Molly.
Stelly got her groove back. Stelly.
That's but no, this is... It is shades of Molly. Molly wanted to go to the DR. Yes. She's doing something for her.
Yep. Y'all, we're doing a podcast and we're talking about
the biggest bombshell episode. Not just Molly and Luis. The big blow up between David and Annie's meeting Ashley and the son.
Yes.
And we find out all this about David's past. And yes. We were both gooped. It was nuts. And then the bachelorette party of Libby.
Libby and Andre.
Take her phone.
It's a good episode. Anyway, that's on our $5 classes here. So if you decide to get Love in Paradise, you're going to get that too. Look at that. All right.
So she said, I've had lots of bad relationships. And she's like, so I took some time off. I went traveling, went to the Dominican Republic a few times. She's like, and I saw Johan walking through my hotel. She's like, I saw this beautiful man. He's 32. He's a personal trainer, gym manager. I think he also teaches, it looked like he was doing either salsa or some type of dance.
Doing some type of workout.
None of that matters. He's 6'7". He's a mountain of a man.
He's hot. He's gorgeous.
He's really hot.
He's fucking ripped. He's got a beautiful face. He's a gorgeous man.
And as she says, dick the size of her arm. And okay. I blacked out.
Jake just went, my dick.
I came to sometime around the queers. I had to rewind it.
I woke up and there was a dildo in my ass. Don't know how I got there. But it was there. And I went, oh, hi, friend.
I came up and the sun had turned to blood.
Yeah,
and it was just like, what's happened?
What's happened? I have to say, I feel like Matt Sharp has been listening to us.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I really felt like between having two gay men being concerned about being two tops and a woman actually saying, no, really, his penis is the size of my arm. And she actually put her hand on her arm where his penis is. And I went, Matt Sharp, you made this.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. You made this for us. You made it for us.
And we've got a bisexual couple later on.
Yes.
Who I'm going to say right now is scamming the fuck out of him.
Poor Frankie, because I like Frankie.
If anyone actually thinks this is a real relationship, I've got some lovely land in Florida
like
to sell
Frankie,
you.
I like Frankie, and it's not going to go well. But I will say, I saw him dancing, and I went,
He has bad friends who tell him he can dance.
But still, it's cute.
He can't dance, though. I can dance like that.
No, you can't. We can't. We're bad dancers. We're really bad.
But he said, I discovered dance, so I felt better about myself. I was like, your friends told you you could dance? If he could like pop and lock, okay.
Maybe. You watch too much So You Think You Can Dance. You have high expectations.
I just want to say.
Oh, no.
It's a very fine line between your friends supporting you and you being confident and people blowing smoke up your ass when you really don't have that.
Well, I think we'll talk about that in a bit with Danielle, with her friends.
Wow.
So, but I will say this. So he was dancing. And I went, oh, I guarantee you Danielle's top three favorite movie is Dirty Dancing. And she feels like she's baby and she doesn't want to, like, literally she fell in love with fucking Patrick Swayze at the dance. And she's completely delusional.
You know why
it.
This is even more delusional? She hasn't told a single person in her life.
If you can't...
That's a red flag, y'all.
Y'all, if you can't tell somebody what you're up to, then you're up to no good.
There you go. And it's not that she... It's not that he's no good. In her mind, this is shameful for her.
You're up to no good yourself.
Right.
Yes.
And...
You're no good.
That's the second Linda Ronstadt mention today.
Well, I was singing Linda Ronstadt before we started.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride. I might as well sing it. She can't anymore.
That's brutal.
Well, no, she can't.
I know. It's just so sad.
She can't.
Oh, send prayers for Linda Ronstadt, y'all. Oh,
it's really sad.
So yeah, Parkinson's, right?
Parkinson's,
right?
I feel like yes.
Yeah.
So we meet. She says that he's 6'7". He doesn't speak English. She doesn't really speak Spanish. But she said, but our spiritual connection was so close.
They and speak I went the language of dance.
Or his dick made you clear your
throat. Exactly. His dick cleans you out like a Brillo pad.
Yeah, you might as well.
Like one of those things that clean jars.
She named his dick Ricola. Ricola!
An Alpenhorn.
Fuck me. So, okay, think about this, y'all. She went 4 times to DR total.
The second time, he proposed.
The second time. You know, our friend comedian on that collab, Sean Pulofsky, is right. The DR really is the top of the dick, of the gay food chain for
dicks. It's up there.
So they've only, when she first said, okay, in the very first episode, she's like, so 5 months ago, my life was changed. And I went, wait a minute. And then I went, so I thought, but they've only known one another for five months.
And they've been 2 weeks together.
2 weeks together.
Yes.
So when she goes back this time, she's
That's
going
week
back
three.
To marry him.
Yes. But at least it's better from the gay couple who've never met in person. No. What a fucking mess.
But they have been together for 2 years.
Yes!
And are in a committed relationship.
Okay.
Save it.
One of them be lying.
Yeah. So let's talk about...
I have so much to say about them.
Let's talk about Danielle's book club. So she goes to meet her girlfriends, which are part of her book club.
In Sandra, Lisette, Rupa.
Rupa.
And Pam.
Pam, who looks like Pam from HR. And literally, Pam is the one who brought up the things like all the rules.
Pam brings up the more practical things. Yeah,
Pam really did.
Yeah.
So,
although Lisette is coming down pretty hard, these friends.
I love Lisette.
These friends, I will say,
these are good friends.
These are not like Eve's friends who are trying to show off their boo-boos.
No,
they're all about.
This is the difference of Albuquerque versus when you live in fucking New York. They're real.
They're keeping it real with her because y'all, they know Danielle is that girl. Because
Lisette is from Long Island and she's seen some fucking shit.
Yeah, she has. And she's like, you come in here with, she's like, so what's up, Danielle? You come here with that fake smile. We know something's up. They haven't even cracked a book.
No.
There's not even wine served yet.
No, they're like, spill it, girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, and I will say they're all gorgeous.
They
all
are.
They're gorgeous.
Well, and Sandra's pregos.
Pam could use a 1980s makeover.
She's
got that severe middle seam with the glasses.
She needs to have that glasses take over, like the Can't Hardly Wait look when they take off the glasses and they redo her.
You know, Patrick Dempsey in that movie.
Is he in that movie?
Yes.
No, Can't Hardly Wait is later. Much later. That's with, what's her name?
You know what? You said Can't Hardly Wait, but are you thinking of the movie with Tony Danza?
No.
She's Out of Control?
No, I'm thinking of Can't Hardly Wait.
There's so many movies in the 80s where someone... Oh, wait, because Patrick...
Can't Hardly Wait.
Patrick Dempsey became the hot one in his movie. He was a nerdy guy and became the hot guy.
Yeah, I'm talking about... this is the classic movie of they take off her glasses. This is Ethan Embry, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Peter Facinelli. Yeah,
I've never seen this movie. I've never seen Can't Hardly Wait. I was thinking of...
Maybe it's not Can't Hardly Wait. What's the movie?
You're thinking of She's Out of Control.
No, I'm not.
Where she walks down the steps in slow motion and the father faints.
No, I'm not. I've never seen that movie.
That's a good movie.
It's She's All That I'm thinking of.
Oh, with Freddie Prinze Jr.
That's when they take off her glasses.
They're the same movie.
Okay.
Just so you know. And but they're both wonderful.
That's the thing where they take off her glasses, yes. And it's from Pygmalion.
I'm telling you, they just made, she's, it's all, they're all, they're all the same movie.
Yeah, but yours is 1980s related.
Mine was
older. 90s.
Yeah. Mine was younger.
I had never seen that movie.
I loved Tony Danza. I loved, what's it called?
Who's the Boss?
Yeah, which they're, I guess, coming back with.
Is there a way to hook your head up to electrodes to make you remember things better?
It'll get done. It'll be like a robot. Yeah, Tony Danza says they're rebooting it. They're coming back.
So Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
Not with Judith Light.
If Judith Light comes, she's doing way too serious stuff to do it now. And Mona's dead.
She's dead.
But you know that they're going to do, and what's his name's going to be real fucking gay.
Oh, Jonathan?
Yeah.
The kid?
I don't know if Alyssa Milano would come back.
I don't see that cast gelling.
I don't know.
That year's... We have to go back to the show.
Sorry.
We need to center you. We need to do an IFA ceremony to center you.
You talked for 15 minutes about Queer as Folk.
Well, that was relevant.
It was not! Anyway, so her friends are gorgeous, and she's like, so... Yeah, I remember this guy. Well, I'm going this week, and I'm going to get married. And I love Lizette just goes, no.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're not getting married over my dead body.
No, you're not. No, and she says...
These are good friends.
And Danielle says... Lizette says, the thing with Danielle is when she leaps into this, and she doesn't think about it until afterwards. And then she kind of goes, oh.
Did you know where she said... when she's like, I want a child, and they all go... Are you pregnant?
And that's when Lizette goes, no, no, no. And she actually stands up and kind of walks around just screaming no. Lizette was a star.
Then she says, this is why, you know, y'all, we live here on this rock called Earth, the third rock from the sun.
Yeah.
And Danielle lives way out there in Uranus. Keep Uranus clean.
Yeah.
So
definitely the gay men don't live on Uranus.
When she says,
I live on Mercury, that's a top planet.
Very hot there.
Very hot.
And it's just, oh my God, it's so hot here.
Welcome to Mercury.
My face just caught on fire.
Oh my God.
I think Venus is pretty gay.
Oh.
Although it's supposed to be the womanly planet.
Oh yeah. It's just like a
men
fucking
are from
planet
Mars.
Of Lilith Fair.
Yeah, I think speculating about the sexualities of planets is a new pride thing for us.
That's it.
But no, what she said was, I've been waiting so long to have a normal, stable life. Oh, girl, take a look in the mirror. What do you see? You're a fucking mess. You're not, this is not normal and stable.
No.
This is, when she says stuff like this, it's amazing when someone really says what they truly want, and it just gives you, you're like, wow, that's none of this is going to give you that.
I want to ask her, what is a normal, stable life?
I know. What they talk about the fact that she got a dog, didn't tell anybody that she wanted a puppy.
Oh, my God. That was what, so Sandra, who's the pregnant one, she was like, so a few months ago, she wanted us to get a dog. I just thought it was hilarious that Literally, they convinced this woman. She was like, you're right. You're right. I don't need to have a dog right now. I don't have space in my... Like,
right.
They basically said they convinced her. And Lizette's like, she heard us. She heard us when we said she didn't need a puppy. So now she wants a fucking child with someone she's only known for 2 weeks.
Yes.
It just shows that, like you said, she's on another planet.
She... I would... The others are kind of... All the others are out to lunch in a more comical way, I feel like. Danielle is someone who has a child, at least one child, I know, and seems to live a reasonably together life, mm-hmm. but is a mess on the inside, y'all. This is going to be messy for them. I get even if he's pretty even keel, she's going to be really messy in the DR.
There's something that happened to her. There's something yep. that it's going on because
something happened on the way to heaven.
Yeah.
So then this is another.
Let me just finish this because she says at one time, I don't want to live my life in fear. I want to live my life in faith. And I feel like sometimes people, I respect that. You can live your life in faith. I mean, I really believe, like we said, it's either fear or love. But in love, you can't have love without truth, because true love, I think, is you have truth and honesty with people and trust, and that with yourself. But this idea of I think that explains where she's coming from. This idea of faith means there's a difference of having faith in a belief and using your faith to be avoidant of the realities of life.
Yeah,
and I think that's what she's doing.
She's trying to leap without a net.
So it's literally like, I'm not even going to pretend, I'm not even going to acknowledge the fear. I'm just going to look past it.
She's leaping without a net and without a parachute. And she also says, she's like, do you have any concerns? She's like, well, here's one. He got a tattoo the other day with a dollar sign on it, on his arm. And the friends are like, oh, it's because of money. First of all, I've got to say, if you are a grifter, Johan, not the best idea.
Not the best idea.
I'm trying to figure out
why someone would get that
tattoo.
Why
would you get a dollar sign unless you were an aspiring rapper and it was part of your name?
I would get maybe a British pound if I was pounded in Britain.
Yeah.
But even then,
to
that's
remind
a stretch.
You of it.
Then, that's a stretch. But not a euro.
And I like you're saying, but then he covered it up with a travel tattoo. And I'm like, of course he did.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
I think Johan, even though he has a huge penis,
might be
pretty basic.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sandra says, how is the intimacy? And that's where Danielle says, well, he's a giant in
every
sense of the word. And
I need a recovery period. Y'all.
Been there. Y'all, she's off and running. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do.
Well, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know what's going to happen.
We're going to take a commercial, and we're going to be back with the gay guys.
Oh, yeah. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
and people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
She was looking real sleek right down to her ass cheeks. I can't read my writing. Oh, she brings the passion. I demand satisfaction.
Let's break down these lyrics, shall we? As a songwriter, Poodle.
Yeah.
How do you...
She's looking real sleek right down to her ass cheeks.
Is that right?
It's a clunky... In a pop context, it does. I'm not going to criticize it that much.
Really?
She brings the passion. I demand satisfaction. Those are okay near rhymes for pop songs. Our ears are tired for pop songs. We don't hear...
We're just worn out.
Yeah, we're worn out like an old... Like me at 5 a.m. at Santa Monica and Highland.
Boy, that's worn out. That is worn out.
But I think the thing about for me is that he later on played this demo for his friends without it being mixed.
It sounded terrible.
And his vocals, although not, they're not the worst vocals I've ever heard, they had not been mixed at all. And he sounded awful.
Well...
You could mix that vocal, y'all, and make it sound okay. Like a good engineer could do it, but it was pitchy all over the place. I hate that term usually because it's not a helpful
term.
Well,
he needed breath work.
Yeah.
His breath was like grabby, grabby, grabby.
But we're talking about the wrong thing.
We need to talk about
Valentine's Lego hair.
That he just does have Lego
sits
hair.
Sits right on top of his head.
It is.
No connection to his scalp at all.
Let's talk about Carlos and Dwayne Valentine, who goes by Valentine. By the way, it's capital V, small a, and then capital L, Valentine.
Actually, I'm going to say Valentine.
Valentine.
He will ever be known as Valentine.
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 Valentine,
who is 46 and lives in Los Angeles,
and Carlos is 28. I kind of hope we'll see this person out and about, although we don't go out to gay clubs anymore, and I think Valentine does.
Yeah, definitely. He is definitely a Trunks man.
Oh, Trunks.
Yeah.
I love going to Trunks. Oh, wow. The last time I used to go to Trunks, I would feel young. Now we're basically there.
You're one of the old ones now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You would have to go to Gold Coast, but it closed. Now it's called Or.
Or?
Yeah, they're reopened. It's like a fancy gay bar now, and it's called Or.
All these gay bars are getting respectable.
Get it? Because Or means gold,
yeah,
y'all.
I get it.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, so...
So, Carlos, 28, from Colombia.
It's not a wig, by the way. I kind of asked around, to some friends, just like...
But it doesn't even...
But it's a bad cut.
It looks like a hair system, though.
It's faded up too high in the back.
Is that it?
Yeah, the fade is bad, and it's such a blunt cut. But Lego hair is exactly what it looks like.
It's Lego hair. Like those men, you just stamp it on and move on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You can either, like, you pop it off and you don't need it.
Yeah.
It's Lego hair.
It's not good.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion online whether it was a wig or not or a hair system, and it's the way it is shaped.
I also think it's probably gray.
That's it.
And I think it has dyed all one black color.
And it either looks like Lego hair or someone just put a coconut on his head.
Yes. I think if he probably let his hair go natural, it would probably look better. But I have a feeling that Valentine doesn't want to show his age.
That's natural.
Well, I don't think he wants to show his age, which is why he's wanting to date a 20-year-old man.
28, yeah.
Or 28-year-old man, yes.
Okay.
But first we meet Carlos.
Wow.
Who lives in Barranquilla?
Is that Barranquilla?
Barranquilla, Colombia.
Who is built like crazy. I don't love his confessional catfish mustache, just to be honest. I know a lot of straight people have those. Gay people don't have those, y'all.
Most don't. It is more of like a straight guy.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of straight guys do it.
But I've seen like a couple. You'll see like, I've seen a couple of like when I've been in Portland. Like in the Pacific Northwest, you've seen like gay. I've seen gay guys like have it out there.
I don't like it,
but that is a thing. A lot of wax mustaches in the Northwest.
Yeah, because I
went to a gay, well, not with you, but I went to a gay bar several, and there were several. I was shocked how many there were.
I've seen it a lot on straight guys, and you can pull it off if you want to do it. I don't care. I don't love it.
I feel like if you teach. If you're a history teacher
or a mixologist,
at a liberal arts college, a mixologist or a teach a banjo school,
yeah, no, great. It kind of works for you. There's something about this that on a beach when you're working out, it doesn't work for me.
Because I think if you're gonna have the long hair,
it's already enough.
Having the big beard and all that, it's a lot,
and it's not his beach look, it's his confessional look. That he said, this is when I need to get prettied up. And it doesn't match.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like when you have when you do a dark, smoky eye and then a heavy red lip or a big, pick one.
I'm getting
the makeup.
You
now.
Are. You're getting out of there. So he said, I'd love to work out because it gives me a personal confidence because as a child, I grew up in a small town and I could not be gay. So we already know gay time.
He's from a small conservative family. He's still not 100% out of the closet. In fact, his family doesn't know at all. Yeah,
he's only out to friends.
Well, and maybe some, we don't know. We just know that his family doesn't know at all. He must feel comfortable, though, where he is because he goes to meet his friends wearing rainbow socks.
That's true.
So it's like he says he's trying to live out loud, so to speak. He just wants to be happy.
And he met Valentine on apps, I believe. Can we talk? So
then we meet Valentine, right?
Yes.
He's in L.A. He's originally from Brooklyn. Brooklyn!
We've got another joke person. Like, this is someone who is inflating their own image to be on television. This is, I'm not sure if this is an influencer grab or I just think this guy's such a bullshitter.
I think he's just, I think he's somebody probably who is just, he doesn't say it, but like Danielle, he takes up a lot of space in the room and wants to. And I think for sure he probably wants to be some type of influencer.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
But I think the difference of like, not in a Jabri way. Like, I think Jabri feels like he's always acting. I do feel like this guy, Valentine, this is kind of his authentic self is just like,
wow.
I feel like he's just this guy. At least that's the feeling I got. Because he does HR. That's his day job. And sometimes HR people are always kind of like, they're either like Pam.
Yeah.
Or literally, like Pam, y'all, in the first segment, or they're kind of HR's like the life of the party, always doing work events.
So he's a little, I would call him pretty self-delusional.
Because he's a performer. He moved to L.A. to be an actor to be a performer.
That tells me everything I need to know.
So he's,
The fact that he moved here to be a performer, he's in HR. But he says, my big thing is songwriting and producing and music producing. And he says, and we heard him saying, we've already talked about it. He says, I knew I was gay when I was young, but I didn't know what it was called. And his parents found out at 18, they kicked him out, which was obviously upsetting.
So if he's 46, I'm 43. I came out in 19, so that was 98. So it's like 1995, 1994 when he came out.
Yeah.
So just to give people context, like, because that is, like, there was no will and grace or anything yet still. So his mom kicked him out of the house. I feel for the guy, especially like being a black man to come out like that. That was, boy, you had to feel like him and Kenny.
Yeah.
They did it and back when
Kenny,
it was not
Kenny
easy.
Even earlier.
Yeah, even yeah. earlier, like in the 80s. So,
but I guess.
But he's singing about a woman's ass cheeks. Sing about a man's ass cheeks.
Well, yes. I guess what he says, I never found anyone who loved me unconditionally. And he's like, I was going through on social media and ran across Carlos's pics. Now, how this works, you guys, if for those of you who aren't educated for how gay apps work, it's usually on location and how close someone are near to you.
Yeah.
This is why I'm going to leave this. One of these men are looking for people in the U.S., Or
did
Valentine
he say gay
is looking,
app, or did he say social media? I'd have to go back
being,
and watch.
That's being a nice thing to say. This it was an app had to be.
I mean, he could have like.
You Instagram, say it's like Instagram.
Instagram is always suggesting like gay people for me because it knows I'm gay. Like you even said, Instagram told you to follow Barbara Streisand because I was following
yes.
her. I'm not. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm actually saying you're right. I want to know the true story because if it's on Scruff or Grindr, you're right. Someone was looking to travel.
Yeah. I don't know
Whereas
which one it was.
Instagram, then that could have been.
Yeah.
I had my identity stolen by someone in Bali several years ago.
It was him. It was Valentine who ran across Carlos's pics.
Yes.
So
I guess he was either putting it.
Right, in Colombia.
Or if he saw him in his... I don't know. Maybe he'll answer that.
It was Carlos. This is the thing, though. Usually, if you're looking at pics, it's suggested to you some people who are already influencers.
Mm-hmm.
So is Carlos already an influencer?
I don't know.
But I'm saying this: the way this was told to
it's
us
very vague.
Is it was a simple... That's why it feels like a gay app thing, and they did not want to say it. That's why I assumed.
Which would be surprising to me because they're talking about being too activos.
That's true.
That's pretty honest. I don't know why you wouldn't want to say we met on a gay, like people say Tinder.
That is true.
Why?
So come at us, y'all. What do you think? Was it an app or did he just, it feels weird just to say I ran across your pics on social media.
Now, and, of course, not everyone that watches 90 Day Fiancé is as well versed in the Grindr as you are.
The Grindr, yes.
The Grindr.
But I'm saying you have to change your locations to know all these. And you are shown the world.
Yes.
But you don't, those are people you just send dick pics to, y'all. That's not someone you're looking to get in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. Especially a 2-year relationship where you've never met these people. So I think there's a couple of bricks shy of a load from both of these people.
Yes.
That they're going to be in a relationship for 2 years. I think Carlos is a little bit more, he's in an area that is, he's not out fully yet.
No.
And so I think, I guarantee you Valentine is not telling him about all the guys he's hooking up with.
No.
So that's where I am. That's why I think there's a falseness there.
I mean, Carlos does have 26,000 followers
on
Instagram. Wow! But
that's after the show aired.
That could have been after the show aired. Although, he shows a lot of pictures of his like fitness journey with his shirt off. Oh, wow. If that swimsuit's telling you anything.
Wow.
It's not a baby arm, but
Activo.
It's something. Whoa. He does a lot of his fitness journey, so we don't know.
So... anyway, his friend, they're basically talking, he says, I have a thing for long, long hair. And I was like, fix yours, honey. Do something.
Maybe. Yeah. I can't imagine, but if it's a hairpiece, it's faded well in the back because you texted me and asked and I paused it several times and would look at the back. So it doesn't look, if there's not a wig line,
I thought it was so close to his eyebrows, though.
No, yeah. It's just so far down. I mean,
that's why I was.
Cause Lego hair is the best.
The hairline comes way down.
Yeah, it's a bad cut.
And it's interesting. Y'all come at us hair sissies.
Yes.
Especially black hair sissies. Because I don't want to be insensitive about this, but that hairline is low.
No, I asked two people I know that are black, and they said it was a bad, they said black, bad haircut.
Okay.
Two bad, black men I asked. They said bad haircut. They said bad haircut. They didn't think it was a wig. But they're also, I don't know. So come at us, sissies. We don't know. So many questions with their storyline so far. The hair, the apps.
I think, and the other thing here is, this is the big part. They've been dating a year for a half. They've been dating for a year and a half, and they never met.
Yes,
I just.
I guess COVID. If they didn't say, I will say this so far has been. I'm surprised. People have been talking about the pandemic in 90 Day Fiancé. They didn't talk about it at all in this. And to me, I feel like that would be a plot point because
that would be.
It's happening while they were filming and dating, but they're not.
So he says he's inviting his friends Harold and Jacinta over to listen to his song. Bad idea.
The reason I said that, if it wasn't COVID related, unless it was financial, it's odd to me that
he didn't visit him.
They haven't seen one another.
Agree.
And one of my best friends is from Colombia. He's been able to go back from here from he lives
during
in Los
the
Angeles,
pandemic.
During the pandemic. Even with his partner, who was American born.
That's what I'm saying. This all feels sketch.
It feels weird, yeah.
That's why I kind of, the whole music angle, we see him on this first episode.
I don't care if it's sketch because they're going to be one of my favorite people to watch.
I agree with that. I think what I'm saying is the authenticity. I'm questioning his authenticity here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And whether he's fronting.
He's fronting or not.
Or backing. So they're going front or back.
Front or back. Well, nobody's backing. So his two friends come over and listen to his music. Harold and...
It's great. Jacinta.
Jacinta, yeah. And so they already say, Jacinta's kind of like, or was it, Harold, one of them basically said, Harold says, yeah, Valentine's really kind of a hot-blooded and dramatic guy. Yet Valentine is the one telling them that Carlos is hot-blooded and dramatic, and he's trying not to set him off.
Let's get the popcorn.
Oh.
So it says that we've already broken up and gotten back together several times. Mm-hmm. These relationships exhaust me.
Which could explain why
honest.
They haven't seen one another, because they'll start to make plans and then they break up.
Well, I think the big red flag here is that this is y'all introducing a value difference, as we like to say, that's a no-go in relationships.
Valentine has slept with a lot of his friends.
No, Carlos. You're right. Valentine has slept with a lot of his friends and believes in polyamory. Very different than sleeping with a lot of his friends.
But no, I was going to say, he started off saying, I've slept. But he brings that up because Carlos doesn't like that he's still friends with a lot of the people he slept with. I'm bringing that up because you've had friends that you've slept a lot with.
I don't consider myself polyamorous, which is very different.
That's what I'm trying to bring up, is that those are two different things.
That is two different things.
So if you're watching this, don't think that's what polyamorous.
I fuck my friends, but I'm not polyamorous.
That's poodle.
Polyamorous means that you have, there's usually a relationship aspect
to it.
It's
not just sexual.
Yeah, it's not just sexual. You can be in love with more than one person. People.
Now, because if they said, he wants an open relationship.
That's usually that's I can fuck my friends.
I have one boyfriend, but I need to fuck other people.
Exactly. That's
doesn't
an open
have
relationship.
To be my friends, even. Right. But fuck other people.
And usually an open relationship means that my relationship is my relationship I have an emotional intimacy with and other people I have sex with.
But as Harold says, Valentine has a really high sex drive.
It's strange that his straight friend, who I'm assuming is straight, knows that about him.
I don't know. I got a little gay vibe from Harold.
Okay,
but maybe not. I don't know. But that's when Jacinta's like, yeah, I think the problem, Valentine attracts people like him, hotheads. Y'all, Jacinta basically said without saying, this has been happening and happening and happening.
They've been seeing this,
He's been making, that's why I think.
Dramatic people.
I think that his dramaticism and his kind of bigness is like authentic. Like, I think, bless his heart, I think Valentine is just a fucking hot mess.
Okay.
Brie isn't as a hot mess and wants to.
I see the distinction.
There's, yeah. And so I poor, I feel like Valentine's good friends have to be with okay not being the center of attention because yeah. every time no, they go out, it's a Valentine's show.
I see the distinction. I would find this person to be exhausting.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
I
hope he, what if he pops up on your grinder or your scruff?
I think I could tell from that hair system happening. That would be a swipe left for me, y'all. That hair would be.
Well, he probably, A, you don't have long hair, and B, I guarantee you we're too old for him.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
If you're not 30 or under, he's not looking.
The other thing, y'all, he says, the biggest thing here is that he doesn't understand why I need to have polyamory in my life, and he doesn't understand that. He only wants to be with me. So it does seem like neither one of these two men are concerned with that problem, which is a big value problem.
Yes.
To me, the biggest, even bigger than the two tops problem.
A bigger, yeah.
And so that we talked about this before. They both identify as tops. Now,
Valentine talks about it. Carlos is going to talk about it later.
For those of you who don't know about this, the show did lay this out, saying, the penetrative role is a top, the receptive role is a bottom. Now, in kind of stereotypical gay culture, men are known as tops and bottoms, or versatile, as they said. You flip back and forth.
Not familiar.
Now, I want to say there's a lot of times people, that just happened, and the Advocate covered it, that Grindr is adding something called a side.
A side,
like S-I-D-E. You identify as side, which means you don't consider yourself a top or a bottom, and you don't identify with penetrative sex.
Oh, yeah.
Not familiar.
I know, not familiar personally, but I do know I know a good handful of gay friends, and they don't want to have anything to do with butt sex.
Yeah, I know people like that, job. Too.
They don't want anybody near their butt.
So just for clarity,
not familiar.
I don't want to tell these men don't worry about penetrative sex because it seems like it is important for both of these two men.
Well, I think you can say that. Yeah, it's important to them. Yeah.
And so I want to kind of take that away for people. So just don't have sex. And I think both of them do enjoy having penetrative sex.
I mean, I could not be in a relationship if we did not like. I want to have butt sex in my relationship. That's important to me.
I probably could not.
Yeah. It's intimacy to me. Yeah. So,
I mean, I can have intimacy other ways.
Yes, I can.
But I've been in relationships where I haven't had it.
Mm-hmm.
But usually those were in kind of relationships where there was someone else who was banging me on the side. So.
All right. All right, so.
And they knew. The other person knew.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So.
They always knew?
Most of the time. We just didn't talk about it.
Well, you weren't committed.
Yeah, we weren't.
Yeah, so there you go.
So, anyway.
So they're both not excited to really.
Because neither one wants to bottom.
And Harold's like, what are you going to do? Wrestle for it?
That's why I think he's a straight man.
Yeah,
guys would not ask that.
So, but Carlos feels like cheating is cheating. So cheating is cheating.
This is bigger than the whole two tops thing.
No, for sure. For sure.
I can't believe that neither one thinks this is okay. These are two somewhat reasonable, intelligent human beings. They can't get. They're just assuming the other person is going to come over to their way of feeling.
Literally been in the same space.
Yeah.
So they've had this.
Not going to go well.
They've had this fantasy idea and they.
Didn't go good.
As we see Carlos talking to his friends, Victor and Ernesto, Victor is gay.
Oh, yeah.
Victor was like.
So is Ernesto.
Yeah. And so. And I forget
their friend, female name. It began with a J, and I feel bad because it was happening so fast I didn't write her name down.
We're such gay men. We were like, and there was a woman there, bless her heart. But we don't mean it that way. It was quick. And so Carlos, he's meeting with his friends, and that's basically where he says. So just so you know, if you didn't watch, where we say tops and bottoms here, and Poodle is, and I'll be honest myself, we're quite familiar with the term activos and
pasivo.
That's the term. And so that's what they're, but he's saying we're both activos. And so.
Just before you so go on.
Yeah.
He tells the friends he's going to ask Carlos to marry him. That's a big thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. He does say that. Valentine does say, I'm going to have to marry. And that's where Jacinta's like, yeah, this is ridiculous.
I agree with her.
But whereas.
Misguided.
It's very misguided. Whereas Victor and Ernesto are like, he's saying that they're kind of seeing ridiculous on the other side.
Two tops.
That Carlos is saying, not only are you two tops, but they also are like, wait a minute. You're going to come out to your family and then introduce your sister.
To this guy.
So you're going to come out and then introduce you to your boyfriend. Don't you feel like that's a lot? And he's like, well, I just want to be free. But Carlos is also saying that they both are very attracted to each other's ass. So that's not going to go. So
this is absurd.
Like, boom, boom, boom. It's like. This we don't agree on. This we don't agree on. This we don't agree on. Let's get married.
Here's the thing. This is a car rolling down a hill with no brakes, and the car is already slightly on fire.
And, yes.
That's how bad this is.
And that down the hill is someone with a can of gasoline.
Yes, and there's like a newborn baby in the car.
And when the car explodes, there'll be glitter because it's gay.
Yeah. That's how dire we are.
And just like Mother Debbie on The Single Life, we put this into action, y'all. And you can thank the reality gays for this. Because we said when Kenny and Armando were on 90 Day, we said we love them, but we hope one day we can get messy gays. And we got it.
Manifested it.
And Poodle said, I just want messy lesbian female drama.
Manifested it.
And you manifested it because someone's going to just completely dump their lesbian lover for an American man.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
This is a scam sandwich. We're going to get into. That's what I'm calling it. It's a scam sandwich.
Let's skip and talk about them, and then we'll end with Ariana and Sherlock. There's not too much. Let's just get into the scam.
Let's go to Eeyore.
Let's talk about
Scamville.
Y'all, it's...
I'll tell you why it's a scam in a little bit.
We meet Abby.
And Gabby.
Abby's 34. I didn't get Gabby's age. She's around the same age, it looks like.
I think she's older.
Okay. And then later we'll meet Frankie, who's 45.
From Nashville.
But
And Abby's from Mexico.
Abby is from Mexico. I guess Gabby is too, right?
Yes.
She's an assistant to an engineer. So she's an assistant. And so Abby has been dating Gabby for 10 years, y'all.
Okay. Take that.
10 years.
And this is lesbian years.
That's like 50 to a gay couple.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a long time they've been together. Now, they have had, I think they said they had a threesome.
Yes, they've had threesomes. I will say they've been together, from our knowledge, living in Mexico. And what we know from...
They are in Guadalajara, though, so it's...
It's better. But we also know, like, from Armando's story, like, to be together 10 years ago, they had to go through a lot of shit, probably, and really be there. So this is, like, a...
Totally agree.
A very probably committed long-term relationship. So... I'm saying that because later on, you kind of, everybody's head kind of went like a dog and went,
Yeah. They both identify as bi.
They do.
They say that. Now, and then Abby says, women are so kind and soft, and men have penises.
Men have dicks.
Both of those things I agree with.
I agree with, yeah.
So, I want to say, this is where 5 months ago, they met their wallet. I mean, Frankie.
They're Frankie.
Now, we're going to talk about this later. Is there anything that tells you that Frankie has money?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I mean, well, oh, that I don't tells know if you he's about- rich, but he lives in a nice house. He does
That's
have
true.
One, he does have one of those nice refrigerators with a television screen on. Those are
That is true.
Those are not cheap.
So maybe he...
Those are expensive.
So maybe he does have... That's what I was trying to figure out because I was thinking...
He lives in a newer house in Nashville.
So maybe there is something
Nashville
there.
Nashville is
not cheap.
Nashville is not a cheap city. What does Frankie do for a job again?
He is, I wrote this down. He is, I will tell you, he's customer service. And he is 45 years old.
He's 40. He's a manager, though, because remember he met his, or it's something like that, because he met his first wife because he was her supervisor.
You missed me saying he was 45.
What? He did say 45. See, that made me laugh. 45. It's funny.
But it's funny in a way that's kind of sad.
I know, but like, I like Frankie, which means I'll end up not liking him.
Frankie's
because everybody
delusional.
He's delusional, but he's like lovable delusional.
I gotcha. I can see that.
Not like delusional like Caesar,
or Danielle.
I'm trying to think who's been lovable yet delusional on 90 Day, and I can't think of a lot.
Well, this is episode one, so I'm going to ask you to hold your tongue.
I'm saying now, I'm putting myself out there. I'm putting myself in the audience's place. Remember, you know, we thought we liked Eve. That's good. Remember, I'm saying I like Frankie right now. That's going to come crashing to a halt.
I've just stopped saying I like anybody.
Yeah, because Matt Sharp's going to take her heart from us.
So he does say I had low self-esteem, but then I figured out I knew how to dance and all that changed. Again, this is dancing.
It's cute dancing.
But it's like,
it's the way like a DJ gets out and dances for your wedding when he's trying to get you to dance.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Like, he's not popping and locking.
No, it's not so you think you can dance.
I guess I'm going to say this. I think Frankie has a lot of people in his life who feel sorry for him.
I mean, I feel that way for him already.
I know.
And I go, like, already I'm going, oh, Frankie.
Exactly.
So, like, we pity him, I think.
And I think that's not good. It winds up not being a great experience with anyone who is dealing with this, because Frankie already says, I don't feel good about myself. And so that's always going to be an issue.
Yeah.
And also, when you pity someone, you're a late relationship with them, that's not a great dynamic to be in.
No, it's not.
So maybe Abby doesn't do that, but he did meet his previous wife, and she's like, our love outgrew each other? That's what he said.
Yeah.
But
they grew out one another, and then about 6 months after the divorce, he was depressed, and his best friend took him to Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
I've been to PV. You've been, right?
Yes. Yeah, and beautiful. Then he says, so my friend brought these two gorgeous women.
Which it's super.
Abby and Gabby.
But that makes sense that they live there. And they're a couple, because y'all, if you don't know this, PV is like one of the gayest parts of
that
you can go to. So, but yeah, it's
good. Your friend.
I'm like,
it feels like he's a broker. That's what it felt like to me.
Were they escorts?
That's what it felt like to me. And my idea of a scam here is that his friend is in on the scam.
Because look, y'all, I've been to PV on a gay trip, on like a friend's 40th gay trip. There are people that you can hire for activities all over Puerto Vallarta.
Right.
So
Guadalajara now. They live in Guadalajara. But yeah.
But he was in PV when this happened.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, this is a scam, like, and the friend is in on it.
It's like they immediately gravitated towards me.
Who knew?
Now, and look, I'm just going to say it. Everybody's attracted to everybody they're attracted. But based on his age and the way, and not even his way, it really is like the age, and honestly just like, I don't think Frankie's necessarily like in his face a super, he just looks normal.
Yeah.
Abby is fucking drop dead gorgeous. Like, beautiful. And Gabby is beautiful too, but like, Abby is like a 10.
Yeah.
Frankie's not a 10.
And mismatches happen, you guys, but they're rare. Let's be honest.
All of this is
scam.
Adding up to scam, 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 scam.
Scam sandwich.
Scam Mitch, or what did you say?
It's a scam sandwich.
But you combined it. It was clever.
No, scam sandwich.
Oh, you did
Scamville.
Something. Scamville. So he said, you know, and then we actually slept in the same bed, but nothing happened.
And then the next morning. In the shower.
This is a Poodle Boudreaux
when they got the deposit.
They take a shower. And this is after you already see what happened is he took a shower. They ran his ID to see if he had a 401k. And then they found out he had some savings. Yeah.
Y'all.
What's that app called on your phone, Poodle?
CreditWise. If this winds up working out, what will I do? Let's see.
Top.
I've topped
You'll
before.
You'll be a top.
I've done it. I'm saying something that's really, really remote of happening.
Okay.
I'll pay for you for dinner.
that never happens.
I'll eat my microphone.
Do that before you pay for my dinner.
That's true. I'll eat my microphone cover. If this winds up, this is ludicrous. It's going to be fun watching this scam go down. But anyone who really believes this is real is deluding themselves.
It's more obvious than Ariana and Sherlon.
I don't think Sherlon wants to get money from Ariana.
No, but I mean that everybody else sees it, I'm sure.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's more, I will say this is so far already even, I would almost say even more obvious than Caesar and
Maria.
I don't want to be an accountant.
I kind of respect Maria though. Oh. Remember when you saw Maria was real, everybody?
Oh.
So, big thing. They have been, turns out, this is the big deal. Turns out, Abby and Frankie have been carrying on a relationship that Gabby doesn't know about.
And her heart now has fallen for Frankie.
I'm sure it has, Abby.
So, Frankie's...
Sure it has.
Frankie's brother and his nephew, Luan, I didn't get the brother's name.
Luan. No,
Luan is the nephew.
Marcus is the brother. Luan is the hot one.
He is hot. Luan comes over, and Luan was funny, actually. And so the brother, though, is like, why are we here, man? And
it's like, you never cook for us.
And so he's like, well, and he says, so, you know, I've been dating. He tells him about, I've been dating these two women. And he's like, really? And Frankie shows him the picture, and Luan says, ooh, you got some exotic times.
And y'all, it is very obvious to his brother and nephew that these women are hustling him.
Yeah.
And it is so obvious.
He says, so yeah, in fact, I've actually fallen in love with Abby and I'm going to go to Mexico.
To tell Gabby.
Abby and I are going to tell Gabby together that Abby's going to come back with me.
Now, I have to ask you. Does Gabby not really know about this? Or is this going to be
Is it a long hustle?
Is it a long con? Is Gabby going to actually ask to go with them and to be a throuple?
You know what? That's actually what we don't know. That's the only mystery of this. Did this start as a throuple hustle? And Abby now is hustling.
Triple hustle.
Is Abby
hustling both Gabby
and Frankie.
Ooh.
This is like that movie Heartbreakers. You never know. Is it Jennifer Love Hewitt or Sigourney Weaver who's in charge?
I was going to say The Usual Suspects, but sure.
You know what? I picked the gay version.
I don't think I saw Heartbreakers.
Oh, it's just drag queen campy.
Oh, okay.
And Sigourney Weaver is just wearing that just drag queen wig.
I feel there's good. So many movies in the 2000s that were romantic comedies that were in the theaters for a little bit that I was like, why would I see that in the theater?
Yeah.
And I never wanted to see them on a DVD.
I
feel like you saw all of them.
I did get that at Long Grove Video. It's a special for the week. Yeah.
I feel like you saw all of those movies.
Oh, I did. I saw a lot of
them. They were all romantic comedies.
Oh, I did see a lot of them, yeah.
I have a hard time sitting through them. Rom-coms.
I don't watch a lot of rom-coms now.
Interesting.
But I did.
Why not? What made you want to watch them before and not now?
I actually think that a rom-com is one of the hardest movies to make.
Agree.
That's good.
Especially to make me like one.
To make me believe that you're in love and to be funny about it is very hard.
I agree.
And a lot of them are just not good.
Yeah, I agree.
And now that Gary Marshall's dead, a lot of them really aren't going to be good. And Gary Marshall and Nora Ephron. What the fuck? Who's doing it now?
So, the most important thing you need to know here is, y'all, Number one, this is a hustle.
It's a hustle.
This is a scam.
It's a scam. I cannot.
I just don't know who is scamming who and how complex this scam is.
I am very excited for this tell-all with Sean Robinson just talking to these people.
Did Love in Paradise have a tell-all the first season?
Did it?
I don't think so.
I don't think
Maybe
it
I'm
did.
Wrong.
Y'all, if they're going to have one. If they're going to do 90 Day to Single Life, tell more.
Let's talk a little bit about Eeyore and Eeyore's lover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Ariana and Sherlock. Now, I got to say, Odin is a really cute baby.
He is. There was not a tell-all for
I didn't think
season
so.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, they say, and Odin's very funny and smart. Sherlock, of course, is still in Jamaica. There's maybe Carl's wife is the only one who thought he'd be over here at this point.
Yeah.
She also still believes in the thruple.
She, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All three Loveless. Frankie gets him with his dance moves. He's like, I got your work, Carl.
Oh, bless. So, she talks about it. We don't need to go through all that. So,
She talks about what happened.
The baby's born early, all that kind of stuff.
Remember, she had that emergency C-section. He was born 3 months premature. He's fine now.
Cut to he's 10 months old, and as Ariana says, and Sherlon's missing all of it.
Sherlon is missing all of it in her Midwestern, in her Quincy, yes. Illinois accent.
So this is what she said that I went, honey, you just said your proof. She said, I thought when Sherlon saw the baby on the video that would kickstart the process of him coming over here, but he hasn't done anything.
And she also thought that as soon as she saw the baby on the video, that would also awaken some type of love for her.
That's where we...
This conflation is almost... It is just unbelievable.
That's where we all this whole time have been like, wow, girl. It's not that she doesn't expect him to be a father. It's that she's expected him to fall in love and
love
be
her.
This Disney movie, yeah. Happy fairy tale ending. So she said, because she even says, so I'm taking a trip, I'm going there. And the purpose of this trip.
Maybe if she was like the Little Mermaid, if she didn't talk, Sherlon would be in love
maybe,
with her.
Maybe. Maybe. But she said, the purpose of this trip is to establish if we are a future husband and wife.
Like, it's girl, laughable because he has told you every single moment. He's not ready for that. And he's actually said, you will not force me to get married with your 90-day fiance visa.
Because we see him saying, y'all, he's with the shopkeeper. It's clear that he's never bought anything for this baby. Because
she also doesn't know how old this baby is. She's like, what about a Hot Wheels?
And he's saying, well, the baby's 10 months old. Well,
still.
Well, you don't need a bottle. He's like, well, no, the baby takes a bottle. This woman, this is the most opinionated show. She's like, no baby who's 10 months should be on a bottle. I'm like, stay in your lane. Just sell him the shit.
I think she was really trying to sell him a bunch of shit.
But that's where he does say, I feel like Ariana, he's worried that she's going to use the kid as collateral to lock him down. And guess what? She is.
See Emily and Kobe.
Yeah, the dictionary, yes, right there, the 90-day dictionary.
And Sherlon even says, we did things backward because we had a baby, and then we got to know each other. So they're just learning to know each other.
They didn't just do things backwards. They did things backwards, upside down, and in a different hemisphere.
That's true.
That is how, but I bring that up. That's how opposite this is. And for Ariana to think that this is going to get tied up in a nice little bow, there's a reason her mother and sister aren't going with her this time.
Yeah.
Because they're like, girl, you crazy.
I feel like they're kind of done with her.
Oh.
I feel
they
like.
They have to be.
And it's interesting. I don't think Ariana has a lot of close friends she can talk to about this.
No.
Because every single friend who actually wanted to help her would say, honey, you can have abandon this idea of getting this man to marry you and being in a loving relationship with you. Make him your daddy's baby. Make him your baby's daddy. Make him your baby's father. And then, you know, do whatever you can. Go to Jamaica as much as you can to have him see his, because you, I would hope you would want that for your son, mm-hmm. to get to know his father, but stop trying to force this relationship template onto it. He doesn't want that.
No, I would, she needs a Lizette in her life. I would even take it a step farther of maybe go see him every once in a while, but it's not Ariana's responsibility to make sure the father is in her child's life.
Exactly.
Sure. It's come out of sissy, but I don't think it's crazy hard for him to, it wouldn't be hard for him to get some type of visa to just come see his child now again.
It is easier for her to travel there, definitely.
It is.
But it would be, I don't think it would be, for him to get a tourist visa once a year, not a hard thing. And she comes down there. Yeah.
Come on.
I would honestly like to ask Sherlon how much, I would actually ask Sherlon, and this would be, he probably wouldn't be able to answer this. How often would you like to see your kid?
And I think, because this is the feeling I get, I don't think he cares, really. I don't.
I think he cares, but I think he cares when he's asked about it and when he thinks about it.
I was going to say, I feel like he's saying he cares about it because he's on television.
Yeah.
But he's a fuck boy.
Yeah.
Y'all remember, he works at
a naked resort.
He works at a naked resort in Jamaica where people get down and have like fucking swinger groupie shit.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily, he does that, but he has been involved, I think, he did say that.
Yes, he does do that.
I don't want to, I just
like
think,
there's pictures of his dick online. Remember?
Yes, the sneaky snake.
It was huge.
But yeah, again, this is there, the Ariana-Sherlon relationship is DOA. Whatever relationship he has with his son after this is his to make.
It's his to make.
But their relationship is the idea of her trying to create a relationship is just laughable. And everyone sees it but her.
For instance, difference being, and then I'll hush up about this, let's compare fuckboys. Now, granted, she was there living in Ethiopia, but Binium is a fuckboy.
Yeah.
But he has taken an active relationship in his son's life.
Yeah.
And I know they lived it, but I think even if...
But that was through... that. I guarantee you that was through Ari's doing.
That's true. That's true. That's through Ari's. So, man, that's not a good comparable. But it's just... I don't... Because even, remember, she was saying, like, when she was pregnant, like, she would try to Skype with Sherlon with and he wouldn't answer.
Right.
Like, yeah. Oh, well.
That's the show, y'all. Wow.
It's still going to be enjoyable to watch.
Wow. Lip is coming hard this season.
I love this season
already.
And
we've still got Amber and Daniel.
We talked way too long about this, but that's just because
it's
so good.
Chicken fingers, what do I want, Daniel?
Ranch dressing, Daniel. It's ranch dressing.
They are going to be the heart because he's just like cutting grass on a push mower.
Oh, back in Florida.
Somewhere that's green.
All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Come see us this summer. Summer should be fun. We would love to see y'all out on the road. So buy your tickets. Check the theater to see what they're doing about their COVID procedures and all that. That is because they're going to know more than we are. Be sure to check out our Plathville, by the way. We did that collab with Cray Cray.
Gay Cray.
Gay Cray.
Plath Cray.
Part one is on the Gay Cray Patreon at their $5 level.
It should be out now.
It is out. They both came out at the same time. Part two is on ours at the $5 level of the Patreon as well. It is not on the free feed of any of our shows, y'all, because Plathville for both of us is a Patreon only show, we both have Supercast.
Right.
They have Supercast too. So it's on that level. Y'all, we call these people. This was so bonkers, I almost feel like we need a new sign-off, but we're going to keep going. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in the islands?
In paradise.
In paradise.
Yes. And if you're looking real slick, right down to your ass cheeks, call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.